Morning, Kieran. How are you?
Great, thanks, Michael.
Been a nice busy week, a little bit of controversy. What was your gut feel when we go back to Tuesday? Did you think your three-year-old would get into the race Grand Slam, the Cox Plate?
I was always very confident right up until the extra acceptance come in. And I was a bit nervous there for an hour or two, I was pretty confident. They always usually like to have a three-year-old in, but we were on the receiving end of that last year when we had Humidor just got was emergency. So I suppose they might have thought it was our turn this time around.
Well, he adds that extra layer of intrigue, and he comes out of the Caulfield Guineas. There's been a lot of commentary saying that he doesn't have the qualifications that should warrant the start, but ability-wise, how do you think he will compete on Saturday?
Well, yeah, obviously I think he'll be very competitive. I wouldn't have put him in the race otherwise. And it's pretty similar to... Seamus Award, there was the same conjecture around him. And a number of the three-year-olds, there's always the same thing every year. History doesn't lie. And they've arguably got the best record in the race. You know, over the last 50 years, I think they've won it 10 times. And there's a lot there that have placed as well. So... it does suit them, and especially coming obviously through that Guineas and placing or winning, they generally run very well. So I think, I don't think that was his peak run in the Guineas. He had a nice flow and I think out to the 10 furlong, especially with his breeding and the way his prep's gone. And also too, if we do get a bit of weather, I don't think that'll mind either. So yeah, I'm very happy with him. I think he's got a super draw. He's jockey who does a lot for us. Guy McNeil's in great form. A little confidence boost to winning the Geelong Cup yesterday. So he's light as a cork and fit as a fiddle, and so is the horse. And hopefully, they can get a sweet run in the race and get the job done.
Are you thinking something like a so-you-think three-year-old tactic with a lightweight? He led them up in the Guineas. Is he the leader on Saturday?
Well, I think on pace, he'll definitely be on pace. Whether he leads or not, we'll work that out. But I think that's the best way to utilise the weight advantage that the three-year-old has. To see the sectionals when he ran in the Guineas, he was sort of sub-12 the whole way, so he was probably going to feel it at some time. He went a decent gallop the whole way, he ran a very credible race, even though when he was, when the two horses that finished in front of him got to him, he still... toughed it out very well, and as I said, I reckon he's improved fitness-wise as well.
Well, as you mentioned, his breeding, being a brother to Jamaica, who I think in her three-year-old year absolutely spread-eagled him on a Cox Plate day in the Vase as well. Is the plan, if he comes through the Cox Plate well, to press on to a Derby, or is this it? This is his grand final.
Well, he's in the Cantala, he'll be in the McKinnon, or the Emirates now, I think it's called, and he's in the Derby also, but one step at a time. He's a horse in really good form. He did a little piece of he did some pace work this morning, and he's moving really well. But hopefully he's peaking for this race. We can work out the rest later.
Have you been able to get any comparison with the international Sir Dragonet, who's got the impeccable overseas form the first time he races for you? When you look in the form card and you see second behind Magical, it reads quite nicely, doesn't it? How has he settled in?
Yeah, it does, actually. He's settled really well. Harry Eustace, Dave's brother, had him over in quarantine in Newmark. He was very smooth there. He did a couple of nice pieces of work, and... He seemed to travel really well, come out, he settled in nicely, and, you know, we give him about a week, a bit longer, just to settle in and gradually sort of edge his work up. And he did a nice piece there Saturday week ago, and then we took him to the valley when he got out of quarantine and did another nice piece of work there at Moonee Valley to give him a good look around. His fitness is very, very good. And James Winks has rode him all the way through since getting to quarantine. And he was on him again this morning at Caulfield and was very happy with him. I'm very happy with the horse going in. His fitness is good, and I've just freshened him up this week. You would think 2,000 around the valley would be as short and as sharp as he wants it. But, he's certainly up and about and seems to have travelled well. And as you pointed out, you know, like he's got form around arguably the best form horses in Europe. So he should be very competitive also.
Does he need a tough run, high-pressure race to be a winning chance? You mentioned it's about as short and sharp as he wants. Is he a horse that wants a race of attrition?
Yeah, well, you know how they race in Europe. You know, he generally sits in the pocket and has got a sharp turn of foot. So he would definitely, the stronger the race was run, the better it would suit him for sure.
Is he going to press on to a Melbourne Cup, and could that even be his best hope of a major performance?
Well, I think he's definitely going to, our plan is to press on to the Melbourne Cup. It was always the plan to run in the Cup's plate and then into the Cup. Hopefully Saturday suits him, you know, like it'd be lovely to, you know, he certainly got the form on the board and the right form on the board. And Aussie Care and the group of owners have put a lot in to various different horses. So it'd be great to try and get a big one, not only for the stable, but for those guys as well.
If the rain comes, his form says that won't worry him as well. It looks such an open race this year. Have you been able to get your head around who you think's the hardest to beat?
I still think Danny's horse will be hard to beat, Arcadia Queen. You know, God, she couldn't have been more impressive the other day. And the internationals, you know, where I can only really comment on ours, but as to know how they've travelled, you're right. You know, there's a lot of different form lines and being internationals and locals and with our 3-year-old as well, just throws an extra sort of bit of character to the race. So it's very exciting and great to be involved in.
Well, it's going to be a big day for you on Cox Plate Day. You've got a heap of runners, including 4 2-year-olds going around in the English banner, and you've already unveiled 2 of the best 2-year-olds so far. Are any of these 4 in a similar, I suppose, range ability-wise?
Well, they're both... The whole 4 of them are fit and ready to go. The Cupid, the son of Mercury, Street Boss Colt, he's always shown nice ability, trialled well the other day. Sneaky Fives only had 1 trial, so just come off, or 1 jump out, I should say. And just come off a light prep, but seems very natural. And her work at the Valley the other morning, I thought was possibly out of the 2-year-olds. We don't, you know, ask them to do a hell of a lot. It was just to familiarise them with Moonee Valley. But just seemed to do it very natural and seems to be the one peaking at the right time. Out of Flying's a bit of a lad. He's got ability, but keeping him focused will be the main thing with him. And Capital Raider, she's just a capitalist, just seemed to be real natural runners, and she's only knee-high to a grasshopper, but she's shown quite a bit of natural ability, and she's drawn the right gate. If the track is not sort of affected on the inside there from Friday with the weather, ideally drawn there, she'll bounce straight on the money. And yeah, it's hard to pick one of them out, but I'd say it's probably between Son of Mercury or Sneaky Five.
All right, Incredulous Dream backs up from a really good win last Saturday.
Yeah, she's. We just thought this race that you know, ideally to get some black type with her. You know, we thought the top two will probably be hard to beat, but again, drawn really well. Benny Malham's riding in great form, and he gets on with her really good. I think she will be better in the autumn, but hopefully she can get a bit of black type here and then head off to the Stirling paddock.
You've got Bonvicini and Fasina, who both ran well on Cox Plate Day last year, going around in race five. Who's your pick of the two?
Well, on the track, they're both working really well. I think Fasina just felt the Flemington was a bit firm for her last start. And Bonvicini, she was a huge runner at this race last year. There's never been a lot between these two mares now. It's just who seems to get the better run and the better blend into the race.
And you got Tanker going around in the Vase, who had something I've never seen before. He got his nose stuck in the barriers at Caulfield. How did he come through that?
Yeah, it was quite awkward, actually. He sort of almost like he got his jaw sort of hooked over the he anticipated the start and jumped, Johnny said, and just got sort of his jaw hooked over the top of the gate, so he couldn't go anywhere. But he seemed to come through it no problem at all. After he got free, he just cantered around behind him, so it obviously didn't affect him. And he went out there, and he actually worked with Grand Slam on Tuesday morning. They did a strong piece of work, and it's a bit of a test for him out to the 2,000, but yeah, he seems to be in really good form, that horse.
All right, Dr. Drill coming through the Cranbourne Cup and the Crystal Mile. Was back to the 1,600 better, obviously, you think, better suited?
Yeah, I think so. It was a tough run under the big weight. He's not the biggest horse, Dr. Drill, and he was just chasing that hot speed, and I thought it was a very credible run. I was very happy with him. It was freshening him up at the beach, and he's just been ticking over. So, he's got really good form at a mile and 2,000. So we just thought, it's a race to come up not as strong as probably other years, so he's there and fresh and back to the mile. I think he'd definitely be an each way chance.
Got a host of runners Friday night. You got a big team heading to Ballarat today. Give us your best today and your best over the weekend at the Valley.
Best today would be Universal Lady. He's been knocking on the door, a little bit unlucky. Last start, just sort of just got going when the race was all over. Hopefully she can break her maiden. And Friday night, West Wind would be our best. She's a mare in great form, and it looks to get a nice run in that race.
Well, Kieran, wish you best of luck. It's going to be an intriguing Cox Plate, especially with Grand Slam and then your international Sir Dragonet as well. I hope it all pans out well.
Thanks very much, Michael.